Hey, everybody. This is Angel Answers, and we are Wild Wednesday, and we have some background there. And it's January 17th, 2024. So I'm wishing you all a happy new year. My name is Jan Drake Bakke, and I'll be one of your co-hosts tonight. And the other hosts are Mary Hernandez, Peg Jones, Liz Sister, and DC Love and Cat Peoples are off right now. DC may pop in later. So, we're just going to get going, and we have a good lineup already, and I hope that everybody had a great week. So let me read the bios of the other ladies. Let me start off with DC Love, who is an angel, intuitive, conscious channel, divine healer, channeling messages and divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, angels, her in-spirit dog, Ginger, and Joan Rivers. You can find DC on Facebook at DC Love. And, okay, that's all then, huh? Is Kat here? Kat Peoples is an angel intuitive. Right. She's an angel intuitive, shamanic life coach, clairvoyant, and all things spiritual. So those were the two bios for the other ladies, the other angels. And I just want to say, hi, angels. How are you? I forgot
Hello.
To say hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Happy Hello. Wild Wednesday.
Yes, it's Happy Wild Wednesday. So, yes. I'm going to just talk about our Sacred Embers now, our group on Facebook, and you can find us on Facebook, absolutely. And I'm trying to see if I can get the website here. I'm not seeing it right here, right this minute. Yes, Sacred Embers. It's sacredembersshow.wixsite.com, and that's on Facebook. Lynn Bleasdale created that website there in that group, and it's just phenomenal. It's really beautiful. I recommend just looking at it. And if you want to, you can get readings from all the people, from anybody in there. They have all their bios in there, all their information. There's a lot that they do in there. They do all kinds of healing, all kinds of readings. And these are people who are very dedicated to this path. So, it's a very serious thing going on here. So let me start off also telling you about the shows that we have from our group. And Sunday in the afternoon at 12 noon Pacific Standard Time and 3 p.m. Eastern is called Enter the Light. That's headed by Lynn Bleasdale. And the others are Tony Jorgensen, Jessica Marie Tatro, Elizabeth Dion Frio, Hawk Dion Frio, Linda Irwin, and Marianne Adams. And then that is a remarkable show. I listened to it again this week. I try to every week. They're just really fun to listen to because they're so interesting. They just have such good ideas and great messages. They're all wonderful light workers. They're very talented. So then on Monday is Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality, and that's headed by Catherine Peoples and DC Love. They're on at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. That's a healing show. It's all about healing and spirituality and science, and they talk about all kinds of healing modalities, and it's just really interesting. And from the two who are so beautiful, as you've heard them on the show many times here at Angel Answers. So I highly recommend that show also. Then Tuesday is Mary Hernandez, and it's called We Are One, and it's at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. That's on Instagram Live. So you get to see Mary live with her guest, and it's just so, so amazing. It's everything that she does on that show is really, really interesting. Amazing people that she interviews, and then you get to hear from Mary, and she's so wise, so intelligent, just talking about so many things that we all need to hear about, spirituality, and all kinds of stuff. So I recommend that too. Then, of course, it's Wednesday night, and we are Angel Answers. And then The Lighthouse is also another show headed by Shannon Johnson, Tina Godin, and Natasha Scott. That's another amazing show with amazing light workers, just beautiful people. And So we do really have an amazing lineup of people here just trying to help others in the world, whatever we can do, you know, and spreading healing, peace and love on the earth and trying to be on a spiritual path together. So that's what we're doing here. So a little bit about me. I'm Jan Drake Bucky. I'm a psychic medium. I do animal totems. It's a natural thing. They just come in. I see them naturally, and everyone can. It's not like, you know, everyone can do this, so I just want to let you know that. It's just a matter of concentrating a little bit and opening yourself up and believing it. They really are there. I've seen them live in front of my face. They actually are there. And so they help us. They're like animal spirit guides, you know, like angels, and they give us messages. And I do predictions. They're on my website, www.wefindourway.com. I just started this new year. Predictions just started, so I barely have them up. You know, I just have a few. And then I write a lot of poetry, and I'm trying to collaborate with musicians and singers and any other types of venues that my poems could go in. And right now they're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and they're just all over the place. I just scatter them everywhere. So I'm just, you know, putting them out there so that they can just spread light to the world. So anyway, that's what I'm doing, and I'm going to go ahead. Oh, and, you know, I don't mention this too often because I like to keep it kind of secret, but we do have a secret room where we do crime work. And all of us have done it, and we work on crimes. But we keep it in a private room. We don't discuss it. Anything that goes in the room never gets discussed out in the public. So it's just for our safety and protection. But that's been a thing that I've been doing for years, is working on crimes. It's something that I love to do. My dad was an FBI agent, so I guess I inherited a little bit of his, you know, a bit of that. And so that's that. So I'm just going to pass it right over to the beautiful and lovely Peg Jones. Hey, Peg.
Hello, everyone. My name is Peg, and I am an angelic life coach, energy healer, sounds healer, practitioner with tuning forks, certified card reader, and what else? Light language. I guess I'm just going to talk a little bit about kind of how I plan to be working, basically to help to raise our vibration and our frequency in our world, and sound healing with tuning forks can help with that, because it helps to clear energies from your chakras and from your body, and it's, you kind of have a feeling of feeling less stressed and maybe a little bit more energetic. And I also many times bring in the angels and share how the angels can help you through the different chakras, because angels are connected with the chakras. So I talk about that a lot too. And I also teach classes about the angels, and that's really about it for now. So thank you for letting me share.
That's
that
amazing,
is beautiful, Peg. Thank you, Peg. Thank you, Jan.
Oh, thank you, Mary.
And so I'm Mary Hernandez. I'm an angel intuitive and also a Reiki master, a trance healer, and a numerologist, and many other things. I'm deciding to leave labels behind and like make my bio a lot smaller, basically. So as you guys know, I intuitively can channel higher self messages and also channel messages from your guides and or spirit, passed on loved ones as well. I'm also a candle creator, and I do healing candles. One is Mother Mary candles, and also a seventh chakra candle. And I just wanted to say I spent the night, I'm so excited, I spent the night at Awakening Light Energy Center. As you guys know, you know, that's the EE, the Energy Enhancement System, and that's where my my office is, my little fairy office is, where I do, you know, my healings, my readings, and or like my sound bowls if it's a private session. And if it's a, you know, a larger session, we have up to, I believe it's like 15 chairs. So it was just phenomenal. So those in the spiritual, you know, community, even people that are, you know, within, it doesn't have to be spiritual, but it helps with, I just want to bring it up because it's helped me, like, overnight. Like, I felt like so much expansion in the night session. And, you know, obviously I'm there a lot, so, and it helps me with sleep, it helps me with, you know, my blood work came out awesome, my circulation, my immune system has improved. So, you know, it has so many benefits, and I'm not a doctor, and we're, this is not like anything that's going to, you know, medical device or anything, but it's just, it works with scalar waves, which allows with cell regeneration, you know, and improves circulation and immune function and reduces inflammation. It does so many things, and, you know, it elevates your mood. I'm just always in an amazing mood, but you guys know that anyway, because I usually love being happy because, you know, we're, life is too short, you know, and you have to live it and you have to be happy. So I just wanted to say we're having at the Awakening Light Energy Center, we're having first responders for those of my local callers on the show, a free two-hour session for first responders and or veterans. So they get 2 free hours session, but, you know, you have to call and or book. So, and the website is awakeninglightenergycenter.com. And, you know, for me, it's like, if you like to book a reading with me, you can reach me at www.theangelwithin.com or via email at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. I'm also doing sound baths, you know, crystal singing bowls, and I'm doing the chakra as well, you know, balancing with the bowls. So it's been a hit at Awakening Light Energy Center. So we have a special going on that it's $70 for $60 for non-members for 1 hour session. And it includes the chakra bowl sound healing. And then we also have, yeah, and then $10 for the PMA, which is a private membership that we have, and that's a one-time fee. And then I'll switch it over to Liz now, because I'm getting a message that we only have like 10 seconds to go on the show, which is crazy. So I don't know if you guys heard that.
No, I did not.
Okay, well, I'll switch it over to you.
So how is that going to work out?
Crazier things have happened, I suppose. Let's see.
Yeah.
So, hello, everyone. I am Liz Pfister. I am a spiritual guiding light, I like to say. I'd like Mary said, I've been trying to pare down my bio to, like, something very simple for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, how do I keep cutting this back? But I think that's my... I think that's what I'm going to go with, a spiritual guiding light. So
I love it.
I've dabbled in many, many different things and modalities, and I love them all. I use most of them at different times when it feels right, and I just go with that. So I like to show other people you know, the different ways, the different things that are out there, tell people about them. That's actually what I spent most of my day doing today, ironically. At lunchtime, in my town here, the senior citizens get together on Wednesday and they have lunch together. They do a potluck and they have a speaker every week. And so they had invited me to come and talk about my holistic healing. And, you know, that can sometimes be a hard crowd because they're kind of set in their ways, right? And they're not always into the hippy-dippy stuff. But, you know, it was mm-hmm. fun today, and they all were very receptive to it, and they all were very, you know, different types of people. You know, some people had been exposed to it. Some people had never, ever heard anything about it, you know. A few of them are, you know, starting with dementia and Alzheimer's. So they were like, I don't know, what is she doing up there? But it was, you know, they definitely all felt the effects, which is what's so unique about sound, is that even if you can't hear, you still will get the benefits of it because it's a vibration, it's a frequency, it's in the air around us. And of course, we're a vibration and a frequency. So, you know, like Mary said, we don't feel good. We, you know, we get ill, we get sick. It's because our vibration is low and it's dense and it's stagnant and it's stuck. And so sound helps to you know, get it vibrant again, get it moving. That's why it's so, so powerful. And as much as you want to try to resist, you cannot, because there's no escape. And then this afternoon I did a workshop for teachers at the Teacher Resource Center about sound as well. So it's been a full day of sound. So I am the owner of River Maven Holistic Center in upstate New York. And that's where I teach most of my stuff out of. I don't do a lot online because generally electronics and I have a rough time working together. But I have mm-hmm. been asked, so I am looking into some type of Zoom, maybe capabilities with my in-person events and things. So we'll see. But one of the things I do offer every week on Facebook Live is an hour-long singing bowl meditation at 7 o'clock on Tuesdays, Eastern time. And it's 1 hour long. I've been doing it since COVID. And I have that to share. There's weeks and weeks worth of replays. We have, you know, a nice little talk about what's happening in the world usually. And then we get a message for the week and we get to it. It's just a nice way to, you know, give yourself a little self-love, a little self-care, you know, take time out for you, because we have to make sure we're okay. We can't help other people if we're not at our best. So I did bring my pyramid tonight, but I stopped on my way home at this, I don't know if you guys have Five Below where you are, you know, like a little cheesy store. But yeah. I've been seeing the ads pop up online, and I'm like, I got to go see what kind of stuff they have, because it's showing they have all these, you know, crystals and pendulums and singing bowls. And I'm like, let me see. So I picked up this little teeny tiny singing bowl, which I'm sure has no real professional abilities, but sound is sound, so it affects us either way. But I thought this was so cute. I'm taking it and putting it on my desk at work. So I wanted to,
for me.
I thought I would just share it with you guys. I don't know if it'll come through. It's a little brass one, but it's the root chakra, it says on the package. And, of course, our root is all about our security and stability. So I just wanted to entertain you guys with it for a second.
So, cool.
Let's mm-hmm. take a deep breath in together. You're welcome. So nice big deep breath in through our nose. Fill them all the way up and then let it out through your mouth. All that good stuff that we were holding on to from the day. And then take another deep breath in and we'll give you a little grounding. Did you get, were you able to hear it?
Yeah.
Yes.
I love it.
It's a cute little thing. So,
oh, my
fun.
Gosh, it is. It sounds like you're retirement.
I'm like, for $3, I'm going to put that on my desk at work. It's hysterical.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. It did sound like your pyramid, though.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Like, it does not on this end.
Well, listen, for 5 and below, that's not bad.
yeah, right? I'm like, eh. So, well, now for the real good stuff.
So, guess what, ladies? So, our guests, you know, I have a lot of guests listening online, and they said they lost the show because it says it was a 15-minute show. So, I do see callers.
Shoot.
On, so I mean, we could still pick up callers, but I don't think it's going to be recorded. So for those people that need the recording, it's not going to be recorded. But I think we could still pick up callers. It's like, unfortunately, but yeah, it's weird. So hopefully we don't get disconnected, because if we do, I guess we'll come back next week.
Yeah.
Unless
we
can easily create a quick show. What do you guys think? Do you guys agree with that?
Just say, you want one of us to try to do that? Like, schedule it for what? Try to set it up for 7:45?
Or 7:30 real quick. Since you're faster. Yeah, and then we'll just tell the callers that are listening right now to I don't know what happens if they need to recall, or we'll see, I guess, right?
We'll go through the rest of our yada yada here while they're on the line.
Perfect. Yeah.
Why not? All right. So let's get grounded, ladies. I'll play us a little pyramid.
Awesome.
All right. All right, focus in on the sound.
Wow, that was beautiful.
Wow. I'm like, I needed that.
I was spiraling.
Yeah, it was amazing. I'm like, this is really taking off tonight. I'm like, it's fine. Go ahead. Do your thing, Pyramid. I'm like, take this show over.
I see that the duration of the show was 15 minutes. Wow. That was my boo-boo.
Hmm.
That's really weird, though.
<That's>
because
so
I'm always, like,
bizarre.
Picking 2 hours. That was really strange.
I think I got it almost done, Mary.
Oh, you do? Awesome. Yeah, because once you – can you post it? And what I'll do is I'll send it to my friends that are listening from locally, but they listen online.
I guess I got to put some of those other stuff. I'm copying and pasting. like it's not saying I can hit the button. What's the matter?
So what we'll do is the listeners on the show right now, which we have several, you guys can call back once we end this show, and then it should be live. At what time did you put it for?
7:30, actually. Let me do it. So we're all
awesome.
I'm like, I'm posting right now.
You have an upcoming. Okay. What do you want to do? Ignore schedule next.
Well.
So we're going to end, right? And then we'll start the next show.
Yep.
Okay. All right, guys. Call back then.
So
I'll
what,
pick you guys up.
Do we,
sorry
yeah,
about that, all
then?
The callers and you guys.
Yeah. Jan, you have to call back into the number.
Okay.
Yes.
So we
call
back
right
now.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay,
we'll be
bye.
Back on.